breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Friday edition of the Clay Edwards Show, the free-range human show of choice, your daily dose of reality radio. That is the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends over at Take a Break Deliveries. It's the weekend. It's a football Friday. It's a football weekend. Don't feel like cooking? Check out TakeABreakDeliveries.com or download the app, Take a Break Deliveries. They can deliver more than just food for you, my friends. They can deliver cold beer and liquor where applicable also. So, hey, you know, nothing worse than sitting around the house watching some football. You and your buddies done finished off a six-pack, 12-pack case, whatever your limits are. I ain't judging nobody. And you want some more beer, but you can't drive. You done had too much to drive. And which any is too much, by the way. Let me be 100% clear there. Take a Break Deliveries to the rescue. Hey, maybe you're hungry too. So Take a Break Deliveries can stop. You can order a pizza from Acme Pizza or wherever, Acme Pizza. And they can stop at the store and pick you up a 12-pack or by the liquor store and pick you up a pint, a bottle, whatever. Whatever your elixir is. Take a Break Deliveries is your one-stop shop. So download the app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Just search Take a Break Deliveries. Follow them on social media. They send out a promo code daily for discounted delivery fees, $3 off, $4 off. It varies day to day. It's worth it. I mean, I was talking to a guy the other day who got a DUI a few months ago. He said that DUI cost him $6,000. Don't let that case of beer or six-pack of beer cost you $6,000, your freedom, somebody else's life, your life. It ain't worth it. Don't drink and drive. Use Take a Break Deliveries, and they'll bring it to you there at the house. And look, man, tons of locally owned restaurants on there. I dare say they've got more locally owned restaurants on Take a Break Deliveries than any other food app out there. So, and again, my friends out at Acme Pizza and Daiquiris are on there as well. So check them out. Take a Break Deliveries, TakeABreakDeliveries.com. Follow them on social media. Download the app. And let them know you heard it on the Clay Edwards Show. We appreciate Keith and the team coming back on. All right. So let me tell you all a funny story here. It was last night. It was around, let's see here. I'll tell you all exactly what time. I'd had some family over at the house. It was 9:02 p.m. Central Time. I get a text from a number I don't recognize, a local number. It says, "Hey." I say, "Who's this?" She goes, "Courtney." I said, "Courtney who?" She goes, "Really, Tyler? This is Courtney from the concert a while back." And sends a interesting photo. We'll just say that. And anyway, man. So I play along a little bit. Now, you know, me being a nice guy, I see old Clay would have been like, "Yeah, girl, this is Tyler. This is Tyler. Send more pics. Send more pics." But mature Clay, Christian Clay, doesn't do that anymore. You know, like I said, I was sitting at home. I was just reading my Bible, minding my own business, and this big booty pops up in my text feed. She just texts and says she's listening now. And that's funny because I sent her the flyer of the show and said, "I'm going to talk about this on the radio." I said, "You got the wrong, you made the, of all the numbers in Jackson, Mississippi, you could accidentally send nudes to, you picked the wrong one." But anyway, man, I got a kick out of it. I could tell she was embarrassed. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for sending my pic. I thought this was Tyler." I don't know who Tyler is. I hate that Tyler missed out on that. I really do. Tyler, I said a prayer for you last night, man. I hope she found the right number for you. But that made my night. It really did. Just you just never know, man. Girls, guys, be careful. Send the test text first. Confirm identity if you're going to do that kind of stuff. So good stuff there. Now, look, I changed the names to protect the innocent. Their names weren't Courtney or Tyler, but that just sounds good, right? All right, man. So, look, give us a call on the Matt Hike of Flowood phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. And we got a couple texts on the Guns and Gear text line this morning concerning, cops and stuff being filmed in Jackson. Somebody texted in and says it was the first 48 that they were going to film here, not cops. But I'm telling you, man, like going back to the early 90s, back when I used to hear about cops coming to town, but when cops was really, really big, it was always, they were saying cops was going to come and ride around South Jackson. And we were all like, yeah, man, I wish they would. I want to tell you how stupid we were. It's like, I want to get arrested on cops. Oh, man, I've come so far. I've come so far in life from wanting to get arrested on cops to talking about cops and getting honorary patches from jump out boys and whatnot. Good stuff there. Hey, so let's see here, man. I had some other notes I wanted to talk about this morning. The fair. Now, I did a TikTok video yesterday that made a bunch of people mad. Hashtag surprise. And it was talking about security at the fair this year. Well, I had not seen that they actually released some video. You know, they had a press conference yesterday talking about security at the fair. This year at the fair, after 9 p.m., if you're under 18, you have to be with an adult and show your ID. Well, that's going to rule out about 90% of Jackson. I'm going to tell you, when I owned nightclubs in Jackson, very few people actually had an ID. I don't know if because they were hiding for warrants or whatever the case may be. You could have just said, must show ID to get in. You'd not even have the adult, and that would have ruled out all the riffraff. But that's a move in the right direction. Capitol Police, Hinds County Sheriff, the Mississippi Highway Patrol, Mounted Division. And for y'all people that don't know, I had to clarify this on the TikTok video. Mounted means horses. That's the ones that are mounted on top of horses. So that the fair will be safe this year. And my suggestion is this. You know, hear me out here. Hear me out. If you mess around down at the fair and you get in a fight or you do something stupid and you go and get yourself arrested, I think they should all have to be thrown in the dunking booths and let us dunk them. And they still got to go to jail. It's not like a get out of jail free card. It's just part of the punishment. Sit there and let the guy guess their weight and say mean things to him. Remember, I doubt they still do this with all the sissies out there nowadays and this woke generation of everybody's offended by something, folks. Remember when the guy in the dunking booth, the clown, would sit there and insult you all night? I don't want to implicate anybody, but I know for a fact some of my buddies back in the day waited for him to get out of that dunking booth and put the old South Jackson curb stomp on him. Like, man, you can't. People get so. I guess we were offended then too. We just actually did something about it. Let's see here, man, on the Guns and Gear text line. Hey, if y'all are texting in, shoot me a name y'all want me to lock your number in with. It doesn't have to be your real name. It can be your screen name. It can be an alias. I don't care. I just don't like saying unknown texter on the radio. But I love reading y'all's text. But concerning the first 48 versus cops, it says it was the first 48. Harvey Johnson shut it down because it would have give the city a bad look and deter tourists from coming. Well, imagine that. The city still has a bad look and tourists don't come. So there's that. And that was from Roger. Thank you for sending your names in, guys. Let's see here. I'm gonna lock y'all into the phone. But yeah, so the fair is going to be safe. Ain't no doubt about it. I wasn't even going to go this year. After the crawfish bowl stuff, I'm like, you know what, man, I'm done. I don't really like the fair personally. Never, since I was a kid, I haven't liked it. It just gives me anxiety being around that many people. And so I don't typically go. I may sneak down there and grab something to eat, but you can get a chicken on a stick at any gas station in Mississippi on any corner. There's three gas stations on Highway 471 out there by where I work, and I can stop at any of them and get a chicken on a stick 7 days a week. And I know Penn's, it hits different. There's a Penn's in Brandon too. I can stop and get a chicken on a stick from there. So I don't know. The thrill is gone as far as like going to get fair food. I mean, if I want a gyro, there's plenty of good places in Jackson, Mississippi or Central Mississippi year round to get a good gyro. And I was down there with my daughter a few years ago at the fair, and I got on a ride with her. And I told God if he let me off that ride alive that I would never, ever get on another ride, and I have stayed true to my word. I've told God a lot of lies about if you'll just let me out of this, I'll never do it again. I have stuck to that one. I have absolutely stuck to that one. It was kind of like the pirate ship sort of deal, but you face forward. So every time it goes up or to the side, you slide over. I don't think it was made for big boys. Because I was on the very end. I thought I was going to slide right out that thing. It was not fun at all. And then no telling how much methamphetamine was used to put it together. Roger texts in and says, and three times the price markup hits different too. Yeah, that $7 euro for $21. Now, I don't know how much it costs, but yeah, it's high down there. But I mean, look, I get it, man. I encourage everybody to go. We need to support these type events. You know, everybody always says, just move the fair. Well, there's not a fairgrounds anywhere else to move it to. That's a big operation down there, and we need to support that. Andy Gibson's done a hell of a job down there fortifying the fairgrounds. They're getting rid of those crackhead hotels over across the street. They tore down the old Dennery's building. This year, there's going to be a real litmus test this year, and they got a water well down there also. This is going to be a real litmus test coming out of COVID and all that stuff. Is the fair back? We'll see. Let's take a break real quick. We're live in the Dustin Bailey at Southern Magnolia's Realty Studio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.